This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Data released this week by the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency show just where prescription painkillers blamed for the ongoing national opioid crisis were sold. 1.3 billion opioids flowed into Massachusetts in the seven-year period between the beginning of 2006 and the end of 2012. Pharmacies that distributed the most pills in that period range from an online pharmacy to locations in small communities all over the state. WBUR investigative editor Christine Wilmson has been reviewing that data and is here to tell us what she's found. Christine, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Christine, the three individual pharmacies that sold the most opioids in that period, they were in Andover, Peabody, and Brockton. But I want to start with the pharmacy that is actually fourth on this list, and that is a CVS in the small western Massachusetts city of Greenfield. Tell us about that one.
Jack, that's the first Massachusetts city that joined the national lawsuit against the pharmaceutical companies for opioid epidemic and abuse. That CVS alone in Greenfield, it sold 5.3 million pills. And if you look at the total pharmacies in that community, it's a total of about 9.5 million. William Martin is the mayor of Greenfield.
The number is extraordinary, and we're a community of 17,500, and that's 500 or 600 pills per person. So it doesn't seem like we're all in that much pain here.
And Mayor Martin says the opioid problem has affected the school district, as well as the city's police and the fire department.
And we should remember that's fourth on the list. Let's look at the top of the list. That includes some large pharmacies in the state. Tell us about the Insured Workers Pharmacy in Andover.
Well, that's a company that, like you said, is located in Andover, and they deliver prescriptions at people's doorsteps. And they primarily work with attorneys on workers' compensation claims, as well as personal injury lawsuits. They received 34 million oxycodone and hydrocodone during that time. What we don't know is how many of those pills landed in the hands of Massachusetts residents. The company president refused to comment.
Next on the list, in second, is the North Shore Pharmacy Services in Peabody, also known as a CVS pharmacy. How many opioids were sold there?
Jack, there was about 13 million pills shipped to that pharmacy, which also acted as a distributor in that seven-year period. It's unclear if those millions of pills also were given to people in our state.
Third on the list, Pharmacy Corporation of America's Pharmacy in Brockton.
That pharmacy, that filled prescriptions in eastern part of Massachusetts, primarily for those long-term care facilities, those rehab facilities, and it received 9.8 million pills. Now, we looked at Brockton overall because the city is only about 95,000 people, and we found 40.4 million pills came into pharmacies in that community.
You know, we've looked at some of the major locations where these pills have been sold. Do authorities see any kind of pattern or connection between addiction and where these oxycodone and hydrocodone pills were sold?
I think a lot of officials are going to be looking at this data because this is the first time it's been released, and I think that they are going to be looking for connections between those two points of reference, between the number of prescriptions and number of pills owned into communities and the number of people that got addicted and ultimately some of those that led to death.
All right. We will get those numbers as they come out. WBUR investigative editor Christine Wilmson, thanks.
Thank you.